It's Thursday, July 9th, 2020. I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio. This is your midday news update. Stay tuned for the latest on school reopenings during the coronavirus pandemic. An arrest in Bloomington following protests over the 4th of July weekend, as well as the latest Pick 3 and Pick 4 midday Lotto picks, and your weather forecast through the weekend. A retired Valparaiso University athletic trainer who disappeared during a walk has been found dead. The family of Rod Moore says his body was found Wednesday morning in a marsh along U.S. 30. The Times reports that 75-year-old Moore suffered from dementia. He wandered away from his home on June 30th. Moore was Valparaiso's head athletic trainer from 1967 to 2016 and a professor in the physical education department. He's a member of the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association Hall of Fame, as well as the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. Indiana Distressed Unit Appeal Board today voted in favor of the Gary Community School Corporation holding a referendum in November that, if approved by voters, would help achieve the school district's goal of balancing the corporation's budget. State law requires that the Gary schools have a balanced budget for two consecutive years in order to end state oversight. Administrators and the emergency management team have so far cut the deficit from $22 million in 2017 to $6 million as of January 2020. Emergency manager Dr. Paige McNulty says the referendum would raise approximately 16 cents a day from the average Gary household and 47 cents a day from the average business. In total, the referendum would collect approximately $6 million a year, with the first $1 million earmarked for Gary teachers. The rest of what is raised would help enhance school safety and security and create more opportunities for students to enroll in preschool, as well as participate in extracurricular activities, including athletics. The public will be kept informed on Gary School's website as to how the money is spent. Indiana officials are showing no signs of slowing down school reopenings that are just weeks away, even as the state has seen higher rates of people testing positive and being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Some Indiana school districts are poised to resume classes starting in late July under guidelines issued by state education officials last month. State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Bach said Wednesday that it's important for education and mental health reasons that students return to schools. Indiana coronavirus hospitalizations have gone from 595 on June 26th to 667 as of Wednesday. The public comment period is still on for remarks about the plan to make 671 homes at the USS Lead site in East Chicago off the Superfund National Priorities List. Public comment began Wednesday and will continue through August 7th, but the Post Tribune reports that not everyone on the East Chicago Calumet Coalition Community Advisory Group has been notified of the plan to remove the houses from the list, and they are concerned that groundwater beneath the homes may still be contaminated. EPA regional officials say they'll continue to look for underground contaminants. Region 5 staff with the Environmental Protection Agency say that lead-contaminated soil has been removed from 95% of the mostly residential 1,078 properties within Zones 2 and 3 of the site. The remaining properties in Zones 2 and 3 will stay on the National Priorities List until soil cleanups have been completed and confirmed. Bloomington police have arrested the driver who ran her car through a line of protesters during a rally against racism on Monday evening, leaving two people injured. 66-year-old Christy Bennett was in Scottsburg when officers from the Bloomington Police Department took her into custody Wednesday evening. Bennett was held at the Monroe County Jail for the following offenses: criminal recklessness, which was a level 6 felony, another level 6 felony of leaving the scene of an accident resulting in seriously bodily injury, a Class A misdemeanor leaving the scene of an accident resulting in bodily injury. She was released hours later after posting a $500 bail. The passenger that was in the car with Bennett Monday evening was released after being interviewed by investigators. Looking at your midday Lotto picks, your daily 3, 4, 6, 9, and your Super Bowl is 0. Your daily 4, 7, 5, 5, 6, and your Super Bowl is also 0. Your Lakeshore weather forecast this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 4 o'clock, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 93. The heat index values as high as 99 degrees. Tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. with a low near 71. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 86 with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 85. Stay tuned for All Things Considered, beginning at 4 o'clock with Sharon Jackson's local news, traffic, and weather to get you through your drive home. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this Midday News Update, I'm Tom Maloney.